The law really, it talks about population. So that's the first thing. The population has to balance. If the politics get way too out of whack, you can bring that to court, and then I guess a judge could decide. But technically, that's not a violation of the law. The federal law just says population has to be balanced. Now, look, this latest map they just brought over, if you've seen it, it looks like a donut, right? It puts this one district right in the middle and this big ring around it. And unfortunately for me, it's still very, very partisan. So that first district becomes very, very rock solid Republican in that if you get a someone to win that race, they're probably never leaving. Same in the second district, you'd likely get a Democrat to win that second district, and they're never leaving, right? And so that erodes constituent service, erodes accountability. It erodes people getting involved in a process and making you feel like, okay, we can run other candidates. Why? We're in the first in the New Hampshire primary. We're a very purple state. Why would we ever have, of our only two districts, we only have two congressional districts, why would we give either of them a job for life, right? That's not who we are, and that's not appropriate. So the balance and the bipartisanship, nonpartisanship has to be much more in balance than the maps that have been presented. So I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to do it the New Hampshire way. And it's clearly what the people in New Hampshire want. And so I have to represent that out of the statehouse.